Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. These are words from today's gospel. 7 kids and 2 adults in a small house. I don't know how my mother did it. She was one of the most generous persons in the world, not only to us kids, but to her neighbors as well. I would describe her as totally selfless. She was an old-fashioned country mother. Besides giving birth to 7 kids, she cleaned, cooked, did the laundry, ironed, raised a huge garden, sowed canned food, raised and slaughtered chickens, helped us with homework, taught us our prayers, took care of us when we were sick, and even played with us. I don't know how she did it. Day in and day out, her whole life long, until she finally died of cancer, breast cancer, at age 58. Every once in a while, however, the burdens of motherhood would weigh her down, sometimes to the breaking point. Even though she loved us and never complained outright, she let us know once in a while that she'd like to have a break from the burdens of motherhood. She put it this way: all I want is a little peace and quiet, maybe a small house with flowers in the yard. You know, it never occurred to us kids that she wanted that without us. She did not regret the disciplines of motherhood. She only wanted a little rest, a little relief every once in a while. Poor woman, she had to die to get that peace and quiet that she longed for all her life. Personally, I'm getting sick and tired these days of trying to stay safe. Just when I thought it might be safe to go out and about, I'm told every night on the news that the pandemic is spiking upward, even in Kentucky. If it would help, I would stand out on my deck and scream as loud as I can. The only thing that stops me is the realization that the neighbors might call the police and have me arrested. The last thing I want to do is to see my picture in the Courier Journal under the headlines, "Local Priest Loses His Mind and Is Arrested for Being a Noise Nuisance." I found that when I get into this state of mind, it helps to think of others who are worse off than I'm in. I know in my heart of hearts that what I experience is an aggravation. There are other people with real problems, and I try to remember them. I try to think of the wounded warriors, the men and women who have missing limbs, brain damage, and paralysis because of war injuries. I suspect most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that I can't begin to imagine. God bless them. I try to think of the many senior citizens, especially those who are alone and poor, living like prisoners, sometimes in unsafe neighborhoods, without anyone to visit them, and even without basic health care. I suspect that most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that I can't begin to imagine. God bless them. I try to think of the many trapped victims of spouse and child abuse who have nowhere to run these days and who are forced to live day in and day out in fear of their lives. I suspect most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that I can't imagine. God bless them too. I try to think of the many children who are bullied every day of their lives, crying themselves to sleep with worry about how to navigate tomorrow. I think of the shame, fear, and powerlessness they feel, often in silence. And I suspect most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree I can't imagine. God bless them too. I try to think of those who are seriously addicted to drugs or alcohol and feel they have to sell their dignity in a host of ways just to keep going. The shame, pain, and fear that most of them are drowning in is something they feel they can't shake. And I suspect most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that I can't imagine. God bless them. I try to think of those unemployed families who live from hand to mouth every day, worrying where their next meal will come from, what they will do if one of the children gets sick, or where they will live if they are evicted. I suspect most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that I can't imagine. God bless them. I try to think of those battling health conditions like cancer, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease. Many of them are terrified when they think of what's coming next for them. I suspect most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that I can't imagine. God bless them too. And finally, I try to think of my many friends and acquaintances down in the Caribbean missions where I've been volunteering, who struggle with employment and food and education, travel and health issues. I know most of them are sick and tired of their situations to a degree that's hard for me to imagine. God bless them. Just like motherhood, priesthood sometimes wears you down. And both of them have the ability to give life to people and drain the life out of them. Religion has the ability to give life to people as well as the ability to drain life out of them. In today's gospel, we are reminded that religion at the time of Jesus was a life-draining experience. Now, before you rush out and condemn organized religion, know this. Jesus was not against organized religion, but an organized religion that had lost its faith. He wanted not to condemn it, but to renew it. Jesus did not abandon religion because it lost its way, any more than my mother would abandon her kids or give up priesthood for me when I get tired. Jesus uses the image of a yoke to talk about the discipline of religion, something that every good Jew recognized as the law. the Bible, if you will. Jesus was a carpenter. He knew all about yokes. He made many of them in his lifetime. Back then, when it came to making yokes for oxen, the carpenter did not make one size fits all. He took a roughed out yoke and then trimmed and whittled it until it was custom made, so that it would not gall the neck of the ox who wore it. Jesus says his yoke is Christos, which means custom made or made to order. Some translations say it means easy, but that's not quite the sense that Jesus means. He means it's easy to bear. Using this image, Jesus says that his spiritual discipline has high expectations and demands a lot. But it's a joy to carry because it gives life. It's sort of like that old Boys Town story when the young man who was carrying his brother said, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." Healthy religion expects a lot, but healthy religion gives back even more, and that's what the yoke that Jesus was talking about. Personally, I can't imagine life without faith in Jesus and his life-giving discipline. Yes, my own weakness and the weakness of others weighs me down sometimes, but that's nothing compared to the life-giving power that comes from following Jesus. Yes, like many of you, I've been worn down lately. But what keeps me going is the certain knowledge that God is at work even now. In spite of this or any former or future pandemic or scandal, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Our faith today has been fed on God's Word. Now let's go to that table and let God feed our faith with nothing less than Christ's own body and blood. And remember that faith, even faith the size of a mustard seed, can move mountains. No matter what happens, keep the faith.